Well, around our community, our local churches, I think, are a big part of the fabric of what happens around here, holding us together, providing the inspiration, in a lot of cases, being places where we can make some change in our community as well. A parish that has been very active in our community, it's right at the Four Corners in downtown, is St. Mark's Episcopal Church, with a new face, actually, as the rector, and he joins us in the studio, and that's Rick Shark. Here in the studio. Been here, your wife, since about September, right?
Right, that's right.
All right. Interesting journey for you. Reading the story a little bit of one, how you got to Coldwater a little bit, but also how you got to the ministry. I mean, you're not fresh out of college jumping into to the ministry.
That's true.
Got to give people a little bit of that background and where you were before and what kind of led you to this calling, I guess.
Yeah, well, I'd be glad to do that. First of all, let me tell you that I'm glad I didn't pack my parka away because it's 35 degrees when I drove here.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but we're happy to be. We have to be here. We have actually three new faces, my wife and my 4-and-a-half-year-old son. So we're glad to be here in Coldwater and especially at St. Mark's. I'm not green out of school. I had a former parish on the other side of the state, city of Lexington, which is on the east side on Lake Huron. And I was there for about 10 years. But before that, I was in business. I was working in business and had a family. And something happened in my life that was a life-changing event. I like to think of it as it was my life ended. And then it began again, which is really what the business, God's business is bringing new beginnings to people. What happened was my wife and two children were killed in a car accident in 1995. And so that pretty much was my ground zero of my experience. Yeah. And what happened was after several years of working through the grief and that dark valley of the shadow of death, I emerged with a sense of wanting to help others and to get the message out that, God can help me, God can help you. And so it eventually led to a calling to ministry, and it led to many things, really. It led to a new life. Mm-hmm. And I met my wife, and then we were married, and actually we weren't married until after I met her. But anyway, I met my wife, we married, and then we packed up everything like the Beverly Hillbillies. We moved to Canada. I went to seminary, and came back, and became ordained in the Episcopal Church, and my first parish was in Michigan.
Okay.
And this is my second parish, so we're really really glad to be here.
For no pun intended, but the leap of faith to go from that business world, what had been comfortable, what you had known all your life, to the life of in the ministry. What was that process like for you?
Well, it was an ending and a beginning. Actually, a lot of the things that I learned in sales and in business have really transferred over quite well to the ministry, because there is some administration, there is some marketing, with certain things, certain events, and we've got lots of great things happening at our church, and like any happy minister would say about their own church. they've kind of transferred over, and especially working with people. It's on a different level, though, because first of all, I have the greatest boss in the universe.
There you go.
And secondly, the level is on a deeper level to working with people and being with people. And I think, just like you, that's really what I enjoy the most.
Tell us about St. Mark's, for people kind of unfamiliar with the parish. How do you view the parish, and what's kind of the mission as you're out in this mission field, I guess, in the Branch County area?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, they have a new quirky minister, if as you've already mentioned, I could really talk about all the great things that are happening. I could give you a long list of events and services all the wonderful causes that we support, the clothing the homeless and feeding the hungry and trying to educate young families. We do that really well. I could go through all of that, but what really I think defines St. Mark's and what really has impressed me since I've been there is the genuine spirituality and the warmth of the people. I mean, these people really have a relationship with God and with each other, and they want to they're not satisfied with the way the world is. You know, the world could be a better place. There's lots of things that we could do. And so they're doing it, you know, mm-hmm. And that's really what impresses me the most.
Yeah. There are a lot of obviously different churches in our community, a lot of different denominations mm-hmm. in our community. But overall, most of the pastors, ministers get together and you get, because you have common ground. Mm-hmm. How are you finding that interaction with the others at the other churches?
I'm really loving all the people that I've met and being well received. We don't agree on everything theologically, obviously. I mean, that's one of the beauties of religion in general. You know, we can have different beliefs and still we can be bound together by common themes and common ideas and love. Mm-hmm. And so I'm finding I'm accepted and being well received and meeting, I think, just about every, I think I've met every minister in the area. And it's a great group of women and men who are trying to make a difference in the world.
Is it different now than when you first started, you know, the 10 years ago, and maybe viewing back to maybe when you were young or even hearing stories of even before you were, you know, in going to church at all, how you have to approach it as a minister to either run a parish or, you know, to present your sermons to make sure that you draw in people to your
mm-hmm.
parish?
Mm-hmm. Well, my dad used to say that ministers had the greatest job in the world because they only worked one day a week, which was incorrect, by the way. I've really seen, that question really leads me to a more important question. I've really seen a shift in my 10, 11 years in ordained ministry, a shift in Christianity itself, really, to where tradition is important and symbols are important and mystery is important, and all the bickering that you might hear from certain denominations or even from certain faiths, people are kind of tired of all that. Yeah. And what they really want is they want to hang on to something that's genuine and true and which gives them passion and makes them want to be a part of that. Yeah. You know, and to change the world. So I'm
shifting back in a good way then.
Definitely in a good way. Yes. And I think that people might be a little tired of theology. They might be more interested not so much in how our theology explains God, but how much more Jesus can explain the way of life, yeah. You know, and make sense of life. Yeah. And that's what I'm finding. And I think that's really exciting, that Christianity isn't something that's 2,000 years old, but it's very, very fresh and new today.
All right. Big plans for the year ahead at St. Mark's?
Definitely. Yeah, we have some great major events coming up, and we want to get the word out that that we're here, and we want to work together with other churches, and it's all about love.
Yeah.
It's all about love.
Well, and we're probably in the greatest time of the season right now of leading up to Easter. So.
Yeah, we are. And actually, I saw this poster. It said, "This is the day that the Lord has made on the bottom of it." And there's this beautiful sunset, and it shows these birds flying in the blue sky, and that's turning red and purple, and you know, over the horizon. I'm thinking anybody can say it's a beautiful day on that, you know, but when you can say it's a beautiful day that the Lord has made, and it's been a day, it's a day like this, you know, where you're getting ready for work, or you're getting the kids off to school, or whatever it is. I mean, that's what the difference is right there, you know, to see the beauty in every day.
Oh, wonderful. Services at St. Mark's are when?
10 o'clock a.m. and on Sunday, and then we have some Easter things coming up, Good Friday and Saturday. And so 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. Love to see you.
All right. Well, great.
Love to have you there.
Well, thanks for stopping in.
And, yeah, well, thanks for having me
letting
and for
us
welcoming me.
Well, you know, to introduce you to the community here a little bit mm-hmm. from St. Mark's Episcopal Church. It's Reverend Rick Shark with us this morning.